Ladies and gentlemen, start time at the Regal. Young man went out and made a name for himself. He's been on every record-breaking show in the last 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, how about a nice warm round of applause to welcome Mr.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, electricity, and mind power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. I stepped on my own voice in that intro. I muted it too early.
Oh. Sorry.
I don't want to start over, though, because no one actually cares.
No, not
and
really.
You know something? It's telling yourself that you just want to mute yourself. You hate yourself that much.
It's not like that at all.
Chris doesn't like hearing
Renee,
himself that way.
You're not that bad. Yeah. I mean,
at what?
Oh.
Let's not go there.
We're not going there.
We've heard stories.
Okay, fine.
You remember, don't you, Jared? From what is that? Three episodes ago?
I don't
the
remember.
The 2 year anniversary, we went way
that's
too
a
far.
While ago. The 2 year anniversary was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was January.
I think that was three episodes ago.
Coming up on a month ago was the 1 year anniversary.
Two.
Call it a year and a month actually today because I think it was like the 27th of January
21st.
Or something.
21st.
Talk to us on Skype if you like.
Yep, we got Skype
or
ready.
You guys can all just go lick it.
If you're not scared of us.
Are we talking to anybody other than ourselves, just out of curiosity?
I don't think so.
Okay, I figured.
Really? TGIF Radio Show is our Skype name.
Yes.
But don't call us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we know you're afraid. We know you don't want to talk.
So prove us wrong and call us.
We're intimidating.
We are.
Like that. Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Drew over here took a bullet to the leg last week. What can I say?
Not last week. Wait, was it last? No,
that was last Monday.
You know how manly I am?
Oh, that's right. Monday.
Cutting the face, saving a koala.
It's all right. It also
yeah,
looks like you lost an arm, too.
Did the koala cut you, or was it a poacher?
I think the koala was the one that ate his arm.
Okay. You got shot?
Apparently by your dad. Remember last night when we were watching the movie? Your dad shot me in the leg.
On Monday?
Oh, well.
When his mom called down the stairs saying, is everybody okay?
Javier Bardem came on the screen or something like that. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you know, an actual bullet.
No, God, no.
Come on.
If I would, I'd be showing off the scar probably or be in the hospital.
We'd
be bringing the show to the hospital.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah.
You'd be
coming
making us jealous because
hospital.
You'd have Vicodin and we wouldn't.
I still have Percocet from when I had my wisdom teeth pulled.
Wasn't that like 2 years ago?
It was about a year ago.
Dude.
I still have Vicodin from when I fell in the fire.
I
thousand
that was,
milligram
that was so long ago. I remember that.
It was a year and
it's about
5 months
ago.
Ago.
It was about 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. 5 months ago.
It was Ben's whatever. Birthday, right?
Yeah,
yep.
It was Ben's birthday 2 years mm-hmm. ago.
That's like a devious scam, though. Like, you injure yourself, and then you get the drugs to make it feel better, but
and then
you
just
never
tough it out.
Yeah. You never take the drugs, so you can use them.
I can tell you this. That was the best 2 weeks of my
life.
Yeah,
I was going to say, when I had my wisdom tooth pulled, I took my Percocet 3 times.
Yeah?
Last the day of my surgery, the morning after. That was it. After that, I switched to Tylenol.
I was drooling.
Yeah, that was the same with me.
I was drooling on all the pillows.
I didn't need it.
So,
I'm like,
Jared,
a little throbbing.
Have you already had your wisdom teeth out?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
All four?
All of them.
Yeah.
Good.
They got them all in one shot.
Good.
I know, I was eating solid food by, like, next couple of days, so.
Yeah.
If you didn't, you'd have to get them out at basic training, and then after you get them out, they let you recover for a day, and then you sent back out to training.
Yep. That, and I'm pretty
which
sure
sucks.
They use the same tool that they used in ancient Egypt to yank the brains out of the pharaoh's nose.
Just a hook.
Yeah. Like, that's how they did it, you know? They had this weird hook that they would jam
that's
up the pharaoh's nose
it was
and yank out
more
the brain.
There are two tools. One would mash the brain up into more of like a paste, and then they'd start...
What a great conversation just before dinner. Oh, hey, guys, you know what? I think this is the first show we've actually had that we've started, and it's kind of sunny out. Well, not sunny, but I should say daylight out.
The first...
You know, that's true.
Time travel.
Since
either that or it's coming into summer. I'm sure you guys started in the summer, and it was still light out.
Well,
we seriously did not have that many shows in the summer.
That, and we always started them late because somebody had to babysit Velociraptors.
Jared's doing it again, by the way.
Which is why this show is a little
unusual.
Like that's where this came from.
Mm-hmm.
Most every Friday night, pretty much.
Nice. From the last babysitting venture.
Yeah.
Like I said when you walked in, that when you're wearing that coat, you look like you're play-acting Santa from the early 1600s. Like,
more of a beard,
dude,
though.
this is my brother's coat. My other one's dirty. So.
But the best part is... He can never have a beard now.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
But it's all right. Neither can I.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if
neither
like,
can Renee.
No. It's
still- Well, yeah, Renee just physically can't grow.
We're all broken up about that. We really are.
Although I would pay money to see you with a big old ginger beard.
That'd be hilarious.
Like
Larry's
style, like Gimli beard from Lord of the Rings.
Like, just go buy one?
No, grow it.
Oh.
In 4 years I leave in August, my first 4 years is up.
Yeah.
I'm going to come home for about 2 weeks leave. I expect you to have a beard.
Don't get your hopes up.
Better stop
up.
Shaving now.
Don't get your hopes up, and I don't think money is going to change the pace at which my face hair grows.
I don't know. You can get that Rogaine.
Rogaine?
Lathering it on your face.
I mean, I don't think
cream.
It works, but...
Rogaine doesn't go on your face.
Probably no, it goes on your head and helps your head grow hair.
Well, that's head hair, though.
I want to see you with, like, the guy from Argo, his length of hair.
Ben Affleck?
Yeah. With his length of hair.
I'm not going
and
to Ben Affleck
a big,
hair.
Big Santa Claus beard that's all red.
Dude, I'm not going to Ben Affleck hair. It looks like there's like asphalt and like somebody spilled a pound of salt in his scalp, you know?
Well, no, I'm just saying like that length of hair. I don't care what the style
with
it
the
is. Just
swoop over.
Yeah. Just the, well, he's got the swoop already.
I know,
just
I know.
Just
you
the length.
The Bieber swoosh.
Oh, God. No, you God. Did not just go there.
No.
Oh,
well, that's going to... I just said that because I know he's going to shave his head.
Ben Affleck, the lead singer for the most awkward boy band in history.
You want? Okay, you brought up the Bieber swoosh. The other day in physics class, somebody showed me a t-shirt that said, from Beavers and Trojans, what do you expect?
Babies.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It should be like, you know, just... Oh, wait, no, it'd be anti-babies. Like, no babies, right?
No,
Trojans
just,
are condoms.
It just said, from beavers and Trojans, what do you expect?
Well, all of the high school people would be doing it with the middle school people, which is sick and wrong.
Well, it depends. Like, if it's a freshman.
No, it's wrong. It's just
it's
wrong.
Still
no,
wrong.
It's just wrong.
But
no,
the
there's
age,
no circumstances
the age
otherwise.
Is a lot better that way.
We're going to go no a little bit too far once again.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all we do is go too far.
The No Limit Show. We're going to do
that.
That's
the tagline. It's... TGIF Radio, we go too far.
We have. I want somebody, there is a podcast that I listen to, and they do, who's got the closest birthday coming up?
Probably.
Mine's in August.
Yeah.
June. Me. Oh, nope, Therese.
Yeah, I think Therese. September.
When's yours?
September.
Okay, mine's in July, though.
Same here.
Yeah.
Therese's
well, okay, June. So.
Wait, when's your sister's birthday? Wait, no, both of them already passed.
No, that already happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, why? So for...
trying to figure out who's closest.
Okay.
There's a podcast that I listen to called The Michael Mara Show, and they do have something once a week. Because they actually have enough listeners to do this, people send in messages and, like... Because the main host of the show does, like, a lot of character voices. Mm-hmm. Like, he's, like, a impressionist. That's what you call
okay,
him.
Okay, so yeah. He's kind of like...
Rob he's
Williams
a painter?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
He's like, no.
That was good, by the way. Nice. That was good.
Nice. Very nice.
He's no, he's not.
Anyway.
That's good. That's hard.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. He's not, he's not like Mrs. Doubtfire. I mean, he's not talking ooh. That voice.
No, I mean, but like, he's Robin Williams in that movie, as in he does voices.
He does a lot of voices, too.
Do you have any certain skills? Yes. Yes, I do. I do voices. Yes.
I'm a big fan of his Adele.
Okay,
which isn't what you would expect at all. It's
like
just
singing or talking Adele.
Like, oh, talking.
Can he
Adele.
Do
okay.
Talking?
So
Adele?
English lady.
Can he do
Kennedy?
Yes.
Which one?
I don't know.
The President Kennedy.
He's probably okay. done Kennedy before.
I'm sure.
Oh,
which can also be William Shatner impersonation.
One of his yes. characters is Winston Churchill, but
ooh, that's
the
a
joke.
Tough one. That's a tough one.
The joke is that Winston Churchill is his pinky finger. I don't know exactly how that came up, but what I would like to do is maybe, because they do the once a week thing where you send in messages and then like you can request a character voice and like he might do it,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be directed at you. So
nice.
Maybe we could get one and then like use it as a clip on the show or something. I really don't think this could work, but I would like it to.
Yeah,
dude, that'd be awesome.
Like, yeah. what character would you have him do?
I'm not really sure. I would probably have him do. Let's see. Do you guys know who Garrison Keillor is?
No.
The name sounds familiar. I can't put a name to the face, though.
I don't really know who he is either, but the character voice is hilarious for it. Like, it's just, like, constantly nasally, like, his nose is always plugged, and he's mumbling all the time. It's like...
He should do a James Brown.
Garrison Keillor. My name's Garrison Keillor, and I'm on the radio. This is my Garrison Keillor. I don't
Although,
actually
even
know.
Even though you can do this, have him do, like, the... whatever the guy is in The Princess Bride. You're
Maui.
Oh!
I don't know.
Peter Cook.
I still haven't seen that movie, so I don't know.
Well, you'll watch it sometime.
I'm sure.
I'm surprised he hasn't downloaded that one for us to watch tonight.
I'm surprised, too.
Well, we have it on Blu-ray.
I'm surprised he's not making us watch that tonight.
Because it's not urgent. It's been out for like 30 years.
I thought it was like a...
I've never seen
it. I thought it was like a 90s movie.
No, it's not 90s. That's like mid-80s.
Oh,
was
I
don't
know.
It?
I'll find out.
Yeah,
the Princess
of course.
Bread.
He has the internet.
This internet box says 1987.
Okay.
Ooh.
So 20 years ish. 25.
Okay. Yeah, actually, that is 25 years.
Math, sons. Like, wow.
26.
I'm good at it. That's okay. You don't have to watch it immediately, though. That's what I'm getting at. So yeah, but
come out
he used to be a professional radio DJ, so I'd like a real intro.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay.
But because I don't want to have to pay. Somebody like I don't want Mike.
You don't
to...
like paying for anything.
No.
Renee, are you Jewish?
No.
No?
Neither by genetics or faith.
You seem like you would be for not wanting to pay for anything.
I don't have the hair or the nose for it. That's not how it works. That's really racist.
Yeah. So bad.
We could find the little hat for you, your little yarmulke.
I don't have a yarmulke.
We could find him a yarmulke.
I could have gotten a free yarmulke. And I'll tell you how.
So okay. Anyways.
Nothing is more racist than the free yarmulke.
Wow, we're just turning the show into total anti-Semitic.
Yeah!
Oh,
this is our
wow.
anti-Semite episode.
And Hitler done. Would be proud. Thank you.
Very proud. Board,
depending on which person you
want
to
go. No, towards. He wouldn't be proud. He'd just want to kill me. Like, I could just convince him, like, I'm not who I say I am, and he'd be like, how do you say gas chamber in German? I don't know, but he'd say it really angry. And then, you know, I'd just be gone. Yeah. Like, I'd just be saying things to him, and then he'd be like, I don't like this kid. He gives me a bad vibe. And then he'd just throw me into the gas chambers.
He'd probably turn you into one of, like, his head scientists.
Dude, I can't be a head scientist. Sure. Especially not for Hitler. You know what that guy did for science?
You know what you
in
can do?
In the name
you
of science?
You can do some stuff. That's bad for him. And then when you're doing that stuff, slip it into his coffee.
Oh, really?
Yes, and kill him early so he doesn't kill. So just before the Holocaust.
Well, I don't. Okay, I don't want to be. I got music for this whole science thing. I don't want to be Hitler's scientist because he did some pretty messed up stuff.
I know.
Okay? Like, you gotta remember he was Hitler, first of all. You don't want to be that guy's scientist because he's going to make you mutilate people while they're still alive, most likely.
Like, cut their eyeballs out to see how they react to pain or something?
There's one specific test that I know about where it's actually more along the lines of animal cruelty.
Yeah.
But the way they were trying to do it was they were trying to take
Did
dog
you really
heads.
Just start doing Spy Hunter?
No, this. Is this the Spy Hunter theme?
No, not really. I just thought it was at first.
No, this is Thomas Dolby. She blinded me with science.
Blinded you with science.
Yeah. It's Thomas Dolby. Like, I can't really talk this up because I don't know where the words happen.
Anyways, you're saying something about animal cruelty?
Okay, I don't know. I don't remember if this was Hitler or if this was Soviet scientists, but it was one of them. And what they
well,
tried
the Soviets
to do...
sent a dog to space and killed it.
Well, we sent a monkey into space. Oh, wait, that lived, didn't it?
Yes,
didn't it our did. Monkey live? Our monkey lived!
Yay for
That's
us.
Good. Happy endings for monkeys. No, what I'm getting at here is what they tried to do was take dog heads and put them on robots. To try and make them, you know, like cyborg dogs, I guess, because they didn't want to do it with humans yet. So it was awesome. You would see illustrations of dog heads on these really big, like Iron Man type bodies. But it wasn't like really good Iron Man. It was like third world Iron Man.
Oh.
Like it was made out of pots and pans and tinfoil.
So like the Iron Man that he made in the cave.
But worse.
Yeah, probably worse than that because that Iron Ooh. Man actually worked.
She's saying these ones didn't work.
No, they didn't. Like,
so what were they going to do? Have the dogs bark at the people to make them stop?
Dude, I don't know.
Like bite their heads off or something.
Probably.
So they can replace it. The dog's head with a person's head so it can yell at them.
It's not very good science. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
Honestly, I don't think a dog cyborg would be very reliable either. Because
well, dog's band's best friend, so they'd be pretty reliable in my opinion.
Okay, just for that, but if you get a dog's... Let's pretend you have a dog cyborg, and it works, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like a Soviet-era dog with... it's got the dog head and the robot body. It's going to mess up a lot of stuff. because it's probably gonna, you know, want to like chase cats and stuff. It's probably gonna crash your buildings.
If you think
can
about
you imagine?
It.
Kill all of a sudden, like, I'll get him. Oh, wait, there's a squirrel.
Yeah, and he's probably
if they didn't neuter the dog before they chopped the head off, he's gonna be running away constantly.
Oh, dude,
constantly.
Is that what causes dogs to run away? Is
yes,
not
it is
neutering
actually.
Them.
Yeah,
I thought they
if you
just,
neuter
like,
a dog, they stay.
I thought they just smelled barbecue. And then they were like,
"Well, that
I'm
too.
Gonna go find that barbecue."
They do that.
They're
too.
Dogs. That's what they do. Yeah. It doesn't. Don't make dog cyborgs
at all.
You want to
hear that, Russia? Screw you.
You want a reliable cyborg? Just straight up make it like those Iron Man 2 drones.
Or
oh, yeah, we
even
saw how
better.
Reliable those were.
Not
no,
made
no, no,
by
were,
a Russian guy.
No, they were perfectly reliable. Just. You know,
they had a freak doing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
Or if you've ever seen the movie Short Circuit, just make them.
Don't let Mickey Rourke build your robots. That's what we're learning.
Yourself.
Which yes. Seriously, that guy's hair. Like I thought he just did that hair for Iron Man 2, but no, it's in other movies.
Yeah, that's his real hair. That's his regular hair.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
What the dreads?
They're not really like. It's like he's trying to make them into dreads, but like
it's not working.
Hasn't gotten there yet.
Like he combs them. You know, because that's what you're not supposed to do if you want dreadlocks, I think. I'm
that's
still not
right.
an expert. You don't comb dreadlocks because I think you just rip them all out.
Is that what you do?
Well, if you comb them, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the comb's not going to get anywhere.
I was going to say, you need, like, a big-ass comb to comb dreadlocks.
It's like combing rope. You can't really do it. But Mickey Rourke's hair's
possible.
Gross. That's all I want.
A little bit.
And so is Ben Affleck's hair.
Yeah.
That's a callback. I don't... I'm not going to get his hair back.
No, no, no. Just the length of his hair.
Yeah, I had that.
Exactly. Now do that with
Except
the big bushy beard.
He was 15 then.
Hmm?
Again.
Some people thought he was 15.
No, no. Just, that's what the beard comes
Okay, from. Some people still think that.
Yeah.
Even with this haircut.
See, that's where you get
that's
the big
why
old
you need
Santa Claus
hair.
Beard.
That's, I think, what he's getting at.
I need it.
Yeah, the big old
God.
Fluffy Santa Claus beard that's all red. So, like, in when Santa Claus is coming to town, that the beard he has, that beard.
That beard.
That beard.
Okay, so I need to
the
just...
The animation version.
I just need to find, like, a bunch of red nylon and tape it to my face.
Get one of those knit hats that has the knit beard in it, too.
Oh, those are cool, though. Really. I love Santa Claus hats. You have no idea.
Really?
Especially,
I mean, they're all right, but...
They're cool, especially if they got a jingle bell in them. I rock that It's so awesome.
I bet you do.
It's awesome! And I only get to wear it on Christmas because people are going to judge me if you're wearing that in the summertime.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'll wear one for your birthday.
No, I...
Cool.
If you wore a Christmas hat in the summertime, I'd judge you. I'm sorry, but it's true.
Way to be a dick.
You wouldn't be able to judge me.
I'm upfront about it.
You're already friends with me. You're not allowed to judge me.
Friends are the most judging point.
Friends are the most judgmental ones. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't think that at all.
I mean, I do my best to not judge you, but...
Right. I don't think that's true at all. We let each other do stupid stuff all the time, and then they're like, why did he do that, said
like,
the other people? Because
apparently
we can
Walla
laugh
Walla?
At him later or
it
have
was
a good
awesome.
Story to tell. Yeah, that.
Yeah, just like you guys let me try and light a bottle rocket in the fire.
No, we just figured you weren't going to like be as much of an idiot. Or we just figured
we
you,
didn't think you're
gonna or you learned from that mistake.
Was that recent?
That was two
no,
years
that
ago.
Was,
that's when he fell in the fire.
Yeah.
And he yes. hasn't shut up. I'm kidding.
It's the most exciting thing he's ever had in his life.
And I'm never going to let you... I'm never going to let you live it down. You join the army.
What are skin grafts
that's not
like?
To live
I've never
Mr.
had a
Navy?
Skin graft, thankfully.
Yeah. Drew, yeah. I got a joke for you. 100 sailors go out to sea. 50 couples come back.
It's not as funny as the second time.
Actually, it's hilarious.
You know, since
but
Don't Ask, Don't
it's
Tell it's got repealed, still... I think that's way more likely to happen on your boat.
But considering
there's still
half the people on the ships
though.
Are women, it's very plausible.
Oh, well, that's not what I meant.
That's not even close to what I meant.
No.
I was
knew
talking.
What he meant.
I know what he meant.
You're
Andrew,
getting really
but
red
I'm twisting
now.
His
you
ears.
You're getting almost as red as his walls. No, I am. You're no, actually, no, your face is maybe a shade redder than his hair.
Hey, I was talking about butt sex.
What?
Renee, we are not going that far again.
I was going to say a gay
yeah,
joke.
This episode.
But oh, it.
Could have had a V8.
Did you punch him good. In the face? Don't punch
no,
him
No, I did
face.
Not punch him in the face.
He slapped.
I gave him a
okay, here's a thing that I want you all to try right now. Say something.
Something.
That is, well, not that, you.
Oh, that?
Well, you know, Jared, they don't allow women in combat because they think the guys are going to be too sentimental about it. So it looks like you're just going to be stuck with a bunch of guys in the middle of a desert with a bunch of, Arabs.
So?
Hey, there's Arab women.
No.
No?
No.
They don't exist?
No, those are just men.
The veil adds
dressed
a layer
as women.
Of mystery.
those are just men
like.
Dressed
Isn't
as women.
Isn't that amazing?
I like the movement in the chair.
I don't know what this is.
I could look like
symbolize.
Literally.
Are you
a
belly
butthole,
dancing for us?
You know? Am I? No, that's
so
this.
You will be one of them.
Don't worry, there's plenty of Army jokes too. Like, Army's supposed to stand for aren't ready for Marines.
Yeah, ain't ready for Marines yet. Yeah, it's an acronym.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's cool.
You know what the Marines are? Hmm. Branch of the Navy.
No, they're not.
No,
yeah,
they
actually
used
are.
To be.
No, they still are. They're still classified under the Department of the Navy.
Then why are they the four branches? Coast Guard isn't one of the four branches.
I know
that.
But the Marines is classified as the Department of the Navy.
I don't believe you.
No. It is. Why? Google it right here.
Nope.
Google it.
I'm not going to do it.
Fine, Renee,
because
Google
you're
it.
Wrong.
What am I Googling? I lost track of time.
Is the Marines classified as the Department of the Navy?
Okay.
The Air Force is a Department of the Army.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
They have a Department of the Air Force.
The Air Force didn't exist until 47, so yeah. It was the Army Air Corps in World War II, contrary to popular belief.
Okay. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, every pilot that was flying planes in World War II pretty much was either a Navy or Air Army.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The United States Department of the Navy was established by an act of Congress on the 30th of April, 1798, to provide a government organizational structure to the United States Navy and, from 1834 onwards, for the United States Marine Corps when directed by the President for the United States Coast Guard as a service within the Navy. So
the Marine Corps and the Coast Guard still are.
You know they still hate each other, right?
The Coast Guard and the Navy?
Hate
yeah,
each
I know.
Other. Don't
the
they
Coast
have
Guard's
to like
people only have to be 6 feet tall to walk to shore?
Okay. Don't they have to like work together?
No.
You know,
it's
like
no, absolutely not.
It's like siblings.
They work together all the time, but doesn't
they do.
Always get along?
No.
Mm-hmm. Look at the Minutemen.
That's really.
They get together because they work together because they have to, not because they want to.
Yeah.
Although. Yeah, honestly.
And just every
although when it comes down to
Navy,
the football game,
or not Navy.
When it comes down to the football game, I'm going to be kicking your ass.
Oh, bitch! Please.
What football game? I don't.
The
know.
Army Navy has a big football game.
Oh, by
They're
the way,
one of the biggest
this
rivalries.
Sunday, Army Navy wrestling match. No, I'm dead serious. They have an Army
Speedos
in the
and
Navy
mud wrestling.
Huh? No.
Are they in Speedos and mud? Or
no, it's actually like Olympic style wrestling
Renee's
between the Navy and the Army.
Renee is literally in hysterics.
So guess who's going to win that one too?
The Army.
The people who are used to groping people.
Yeah.
The Army.
Oh. That was the line of the day.
There's a wrestling
which
match.
Which line was it? What? The wrestling match part?
Yeah, that one.
Renee?
Hi.
Wrestling match. Why is that so funny? Honestly.
I don't know, because of butt sex.
Do you want to know something funny? They have women wrestlers, too.
Yeah, I know.
I heard
I
they're actually going to be taking wrestling out of the Olympics. Which, is
which I think
oh!
is bull.
I don't endorse that at all.
Well,
that
they have to free up a spot for hide-and-go-seek.
I don't care, and they also have to free up a spot for stripping.
Oh, and capture
pole
the
dancing?
Flag.
Yeah.
Capture the flag, you guys.
There might
yeah,
be
that's probably
water.
More likely than...
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm thinking water polo. They need more water polo, so...
Oh,
I thought
know, right?
water. I thought water polo was already in.
Yeah, it,
yeah,
is,
it is.
They need more.
No, they don't.
But yeah, it's like they started adding just random things like the trampoline.
Table tennis is in, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it
yeah.
The trampoline and ping pong are both now official sports in the Olympics.
But does anybody know why they took wrestling out? I don't, so I can
because they
it.
Said
it's
that
sexist.
No,
I don't know.
No, well, they said not very many people are interested in wrestling anymore.
That's the stupidest
thing. Not very many people are interested in some of the other sports, too.
I'm not interested in table tennis unless I'm playing.
Or Forrest
I'm
Gump.
Not even interested in it then.
I'm only interested in it when I'm playing it.
I'm not even interested in it then.
Yeah.
You know what I think would be awesome is if, because of the whole Forrest Gump and table tennis thing, is if, like, Tom Hanks automatically gets an honorary spot for the table tennis in the Olympics, like, every 4 years. That would be amazing.
He just gets to sit on the bench and watch.
Well, no, he
bench
gets to
warmers?
Play
oh.
at least once.
No, I'm pretty sure he's a bench warmer.
Whipped by a little Chinese dude.
Oh.
No, he beat the Chinese. What are you talking about?
He did.
Duh. You've seen Forrest Gump, haven't you?
Not that part.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to find...
Should have brought that movie.
I'm trying to find why they removed it, but I can't find anything specific. Well, I did.
Oh.
Freaking
I know
internet.
Wrestling looks a little homo, but when you're, like, in the middle of it, you're
oh,
getting
it's
your ass
freaking,
oh, yeah. It's intense.
It's difficult.
I know. I used to do it
yeah.
for years.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody in this room except for Renee and Therese tried it.
What, wrestling?
Yes.
Oh, I definitely didn't. Are you kidding me?
It's difficult. And you know what? When they stick you in the circle with a woman, it's one of those things like, I feel bad for beating her up, and I'd
but
feel bad for losing. Exactly. It's
I
one
never
of those
actually,
things like...
I was lucky enough that I never actually ended up having that situation.
I had to. And yeah. I just did it to where it's like, I'd beat on her for a while, and then... Don't take that the wrong way.
Oh, I took it the wrong way.
I made it so it ended up in a tie. Mm. Just so I couldn't say, yeah, I beat the shit out of some chick. Mm. Or...
Dude, I would have stomped her.
But would you feel
class,
bad?
Woman.
Would you feel bad for beating the shit out of some woman?
No, she knew what she was getting into when she signed up. That's the thing.
Really, yeah.
I can't find
if
any...
If she wasn't ready for that possibility, she wouldn't have started doing it in the first place. Mm-hmm.
And besides, if she can be in my weight class, that's a huge bitch.
I used to be in your weight class.
I can't find...
You're 220?
Yeah. I can't find any reasoning for... I was just looking at this. I can't find any reasoning for the Olympics being removed other than the Olympic Commission's executive board made the decision to drop wrestling from the Olympics in 2020 as a way of trimming down the number of core events.
But they put frickin' trampolines on there?
That's been in there for a couple years, yeah.
Okay.
They were talking about this next one, this next Olympics, having pole dancing.
Well, who's awesome. Opposed to that?
Really? All women?
Right?
No one's huh? going to no
touch
No,
I'm not kidding. Oh, they were actually considering that. Now, I
you
don't know
why?
If they did or not.
It's because the Russians are hosting the next Olympics.
Are they? No, the Brazilians are.
Okay, summer ones, yeah. I
Rio
guess.
De Janeiro, right?
Yeah, well, that's
oh, yeah,
not much better.
Close enough, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, well. I don't think you should be removing sports that have been in the Olympics since
the
Olympics were made.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, like the original Olympics.
They can get rid of baseball.
Yeah, because pretty much only America and China is pretty much the only ones who ever does that.
Exactly. They can get rid of baseball.
Yeah.
And we always kick
Honestly,
ass.
Honestly, I mean, I... Yeah, well, they don't want to do that because every American would be like, no, we win too many medals with that.
We won our medals
and
back.
And we were saying about how, you know, different sports that aren't getting a whole lot of interest. Yeah, basketball and players that aren't getting into it. Basketball and baseball are both that way. Pretty much just the Chinese and the Americans, a couple other countries, about the only ones who ever have teams.
The big major countries.
Well, people in Britain can play baseball, right? I mean,
here's
cricket,
another one.
Only
they
the field's
they
like
can
five
get
times
cricket.
As big.
I think
and the bat's shaped differently.
No, I don't think cricket's in there.
Look, no, cricket's not in the Olympics.
Cricket's not in the Olympics?
No. Pretty sure it's
I thought
not.
It was.
No.
They can get rid of curling during the Winter Olympics. There we go.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Oh,
yeah.
But the Canadians would bitch us out.
Hang on.
And the Swiss.
Cricket was in the 1900 Olympics, but I'm not seeing anything for more recent ones. Huh. I think people in Britain would be fine with baseball, really. It's just a bat-shaped change.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
And you run in a bigger circle. I guess. I have no idea how cricket works.
Neither
I don't either.
We're getting back to be super. excuse me, to being super ignorant. It's gonna
Pretty
be
much.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's the way we always used to rock the show.
Awesome. The American way.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Freedom has no boundaries.
Hold my
People
beer.
In Britain
Watch
can
this.
Play baseball.
Hold my beer, bitch.
I don't think. I mean, you still have. It's gonna be weird because wrestling's gonna be gone from the Olympics. And you're going to be able to still see Greek vases that are depicting wrestling happening on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, it used to be in there. Why did they get rid of it?
Yeah, it was from
Greece
itself. They can't get rid of it.
That's Which one do you think is going to go next? What was like a core Greek sport? I think shot put's gone next.
Javelin.
Yeah.
Javelin?
One of those, both of those probably at the same time. Yeah.
Dude, that
Which, if you think about it, initially, like especially with the summer ones, pretty much if you, and it makes sense going back to what they initially were, all of the Olympic sports have some sort of thing to do with fighting or war or that kind of thing.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, running, self-explanatory.
Racing.
Oh, are you saying they're trying to nerf the Olympics?
Possibly. I don't know.
Oh, hell no.
But no,
so
because,
just wait.
I mean, and think,
give it,
if
give
you
it 20
the
years,
Greeks,
it
would
and
make sense
cause running
the
best will be out of that.
We're really
soldiers.
Good at talking over each other. Like,
yeah. Sorry. But anyways, no, yeah, like, because the Olympics. They obviously were their best athletes were going to be their soldiers, and so like the javelin, the shot put, that kind of stuff, and then the relay would be passing a message along the line, that kind of thing. So all of them actually do make sense. Marathon,
yeah,
you know
that's got real historical ties
exactly
to it,
exactly.
And it's the only reason why I know how long a marathon is
because that's how far he ran.
Yeah,
from marathon to what was it, Athens?
No, I think it was from Athens to marathon.
No, he ran to Athens to tell them that they had won the battle.
Oh,
yeah. And then he died.
I think are you serious?
Yeah.
I'd stop taking a nap at some point.
No,
I mean, we'll find out.
He ran 26 miles, or over 26 miles.
Yeah.
Told 26. Him that, hey, we won, and then one, died? Three?
Pretty much. He passed. He died from exhaustion.
Did that dude have a name?
I forget what his name is. Yeah.
I heard somewhere that was a myth, but I don't know.
Well, they don't know for sure. They didn't have anybody there to take pictures.
But... yeah. Like, no, dude, for reals, just read his blog right before he died.
Well, think about it. You just fought this huge battle. Then you're, you know, almost over 26 miles, and then, yeah.
Dude, that guy must have been a cardio monster.
I have no idea how to say this guy's name.
Yeah, that's true.
This guy's got, like, almost the entire alphabet in his name. It's like, Phidippides. I'm not even... Phidippity-doo-da-dippity-ay. Yeah. That's the only thing I could think of when I read that. That's weird.
Yeah, and he's doing the whole platoon thing, though. Charlie Sheen. Oh, wait, was it Charlie Sheen that did that thing in Platoon, or was it
I know he was in Platoon.
I haven't seen it either.
I don't know. We might be fine without it.
Yeah, probably.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I mean,
lack of Charlie Sheen's probably good.
Yeah, that, and I'm still firmly standing by my statement that Will Ferrell is not funny.
No, he's not.
Deal with it.
He's not.
Watch your back, or there might be a knife in it.
Oh,
the yeah. only
not that I can tell.
The only
like in 21 Jump Street.
When did I get stabbed?
That's awesome.
Yeah. The funny thing was, if you ever watched him throughout the entire fight, he never once had the knife in his back.
Yeah,
until after the fight was done, he still didn't have a knife in his back, and then he turned around one more time, and there's the knife in his back. It's like, what?
That movie's not supposed to be
serious.
Yeah.
Serious, factual.
Although
possible. The entire point of the movie was to make itself kick itself in the face
pretty
until
much.
It became hilarious.
Yep.
It was
but
a
the
joke
funny
and
thing was,
everybody was in on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The funny thing
Part
was
of the handicap.
All
cool.
the explosions that you'd expect in a movie that they didn't do actually happen that way. They don't blow up.
No, exactly.
Except for the chickens.
Yeah. Chickens always blow up, which yeah. makes no sense.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I've played a video game where chickens have exploded.
Awesome.
I don't. I
Angry
think,
Birds. Their
what's
eggs
it
explode.
Feed them Alka-Seltzer.
Oh yeah, that'll happen. No, I mean they won't like. It's like if you feed pigeons Alka-Seltzer or something like that. Yeah, they pretty much blow up on the inside.
Yeah,
because it's the same thing with seagulls.
They don't have like
yeah,
a gag
exactly.
reflex
I mean,
or something.
No,
they
don't
can't
have a gag
fart.
Yeah, they can't fart. They don't have a gag reflex, nothing, so they can't let the gas out, and it just swells up and explodes their guts and
yep.
kills them.
I can vouch for.
I mean, they don't pop like explosion, but
otherwise,
they just,
the seagulls
way
do.
More people
inside, they do.
That.
No, seagulls actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I can vouch up. For seagulls not having a gag reflex, though. Like I saw one eat an entire. Top half of a McDonald's McDouble bun at once.
Yeah. Oh.
It when was
when I was
really
taking
weird.
The ferry out to Alcatraz for the first time, there was this lady who had like a full foot-long sandwich.
Yeah.
And she's holding the whole thing. She takes a bite out of it and she's looking off. And then all of a sudden, because her seagull's flying off, and all of a sudden the seagull comes down, just grabs the sandwich and just flies off. Literally takes it straight out of her hands and she just starts screaming when the minute it touches
oh.
her sandwich. She's like, ah! And then it just flies off. And
was the,
like, you motherfucker! Awesome.
Was the woman of larger carriage?
No, and it was actually like a veggie sandwich or something like that. It was
oh, really?
It was a healthy sub.
Weird.
I don't believe
yeah.
you.
I didn't think birds wanted that stuff.
I don't That's either.
Awesome. They're just it's here to steal
well, what,
our junk
what,
food.
What kind of bird is going to eat chicken? I mean,
a cannibal one.
A velociraptor.
What?
Velociraptor.
We said bird.
Yeah. Bird.
Velociraptor.
They become birds.
No.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Eventually.
No, what is that? No, the other one. Dip, dip, dip.
What?
Pterodactyl.
Turn on, you piece of crap.
That's what I'm talking about. Pterodactyl.
Those Velociraptor.
Into pterodactyl. That, those are so close.
Well, both of them eat meat.
Have you seen Jurassic Park?
Once. And it wasn't the first one.
Okay. Which one was it?
Second.
Okay. That it could be worse. It could have been the third one first.
Yeah,
I've
that's
only
true.
Seen the second one.
I haven't seen any of them, really.
Why on earth would you watch the third one first? Do you know somebody who's done that?
No.
Oh.
But I was just saying, you know, some people watch the terrible ones just because it's the newest one.
Because they're funny. That's like
None
the entire...
None of them are bad inherently, but...
No.
They definitely went downhill as they went along.
Although, when I watch Jurassic Park, I just don't... I don't think Jeff Goldblum is playing a character. I just think he's playing himself.
Probably.
I mean...
Especially the second one.
That's just how Jeff Goldblum works.
Yeah.
Because he's a weird dude.
Yeah.
I don't actually... Like, I haven't seen The Fly yet, but I would like to watch that.
The Fly.
Yeah. Like, he's trying to invent a teleporter, but... in one of the chambers that he's stuck in when he's testing it, there was a fly and he didn't know it. So part of his genes get transmuted with a fly and he starts transforming
what?
Into one.
That makes no sense.
Like a giant human-sized one, or just like a little bitty one? Like he starts shrinking, like his arms he's shriveling up.
He stays big, I think, and he just starts getting fly-ish qualities.
Huh.
Weird.
So have really you guys seen the new concept from, it's either from China or Japan, it's a Volkswagen that hovers.
I'm out.
I'm dead serious. It's a Volkswagen that hovers.
Ooh, cool.
Really?
Yeah, they've got an electromagnet.
So we
in
may
the
have
bottom
flying
of
cars like Back to the Future yet.
About
yeah,
time.
By that time frame.
Yeah, it has electromagnets in it, and then the rebar work and the concrete in the ground. Mm. It repels off that, and it actually floats.
Which means the minute you go off the main roads, your car's skidding on the ground.
Hoverboards don't work on water unless you've got power.
Well, I don't know. They said
unless you've got power.
Well, they said that it's supposed to react with the rebar, but they're saying there's other elements in the earth that it might
work
off
the earth
ground.
Actually has a magnetic field, mm-hmm. obviously, that it puts off, and that's how I was actually watching this one thing on explaining how Superman's powers work.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and that was how science. They explained that, you know, how possibility that he flies.
Where's my science
is, you know, with the earth's magnetism, he can, you know, put out a field that repels himself from it.
Yeah.
And then for the extra strength and that kind of stuff is because apparently, theoretically, like, Krypton's gravity is way higher. So come here, he has a much higher, you know, his
strength.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly how it works.
Yeah. And
I thought he just got all those powers.
But
from
wouldn't
the sun.
Him being here
no.
actually start to kind of deteriorate his muscles?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Over time?
Yeah, theoretically, unless you use them.
Well, yeah, like that's if you use them all the time.
Which,
but
yeah,
he's using them all the
he's
time.
He's throwing
though.
Cars at robots.
Good point.
For fun.
True. So
actually, you know, nothing Superman does, he's doing for fun. What you have to realize, like
he's doing it because he has to save humanity, which I'm surprised he actually cares about.
Yeah, breath. They explained the freezy breath. They didn't really have any explanation for the X-ray vision or the
hey,
the
I think
laser
it'd be badass to have X-ray vision.
So his whole oral receptacles and that kind of stuff had nothing to do with it, but
unfortunately,
no. But the
be the best bomb
freeze
squad
breath
technician
thing
ever.
Is just more like, you know, if you go really cold, air comes out, so he just has much bigger lung capacity so he can cool the air down more.
Sure.
I don't know.
This is real hard science.
Yeah, which, yeah. It's part of the reason why I don't like Superman. Because it just seems, everything seems cheap because, no matter what problem he comes along, I happen to have a superpower that can beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of.
Oh, you have a robot? Oh, I just melt it with lasers.
Yeah.
He's
just
kind of
blow on it and it goes out.
Superman is kind of a dead idea because he was like, what's the big deal about him? He's like the original superhero. And like back
not
in
even
the 20s.
That, really. Yeah.
Back in the 20s, you're looking at the comic books like, I can't believe this. It's a guy lifting a car. That's impossible.
Yeah, especially since cars were 5 tons. And but yeah, Superman's original powers, I think he pretty much just had super strength and impervious bullets. He couldn't fly. He just leaped.
Really?
He could leap entire buildings
because of his
strength, and he could leap from one building to like 5 buildings down the street or
flying
something.
Flying was just added later.
Yeah, that came along, and then they added laser vision, and then they added pretty much all of his powers were just added as time went on.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There's a video that I'm going to make you guys watch in Unrecorded Gold coming up in just a moment. It's called The Death and Return of Superman. And it's kind of a slightly inebriated discussion on the... Because there was a point where they killed Superman.
Yep, and then they brought him back. Yeah,
yeah,
I remember.
Did I show you this?
No, but I've heard from another Superman fan.
You'll be watching this video, and probably. I encourage all listeners to look this up because it's an interesting piece of comics history. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFradio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things.
What was that, like, opera?
Oh, that was part of the song.
Oh, okay.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Science! That's like the best part of the song. Yeah. Email us things, tgifradioshow@gmail.com. Things you guys want to say to the people out there.
You guys all suck because you didn't call us tonight or listen to us live.
Nobody ever calls
all
us.
All I got to say.
Okay.
Not true. Ozzy's tried calling
Landon
us.
Landon calls us. Whatever.
Landon's called us and Renee's mother.
Yeah.
Oh.
And but everybody else sucks because they never call in.
Anything you want to plug?
Jared, you got anything?
No, not really.
Nothing? Okay.
Go Navy.
Join us for Unrecorded Gold.
And laughs for that.
Next week. Congratulations.
We still have yet to join.
It was a great joke.
Pat on the back for episode 80. And sorry for all the butt sex jokes.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
It's all right. Jared's the only one that's stuck with a bunch of men in the middle of the desert.
Bye, everybody.